worst industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
Are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year, across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
What up, CJSF? You're turned into Burnaby 90.1 FM. My name is Kyle, in other words, Uncle Tony. This is...
I'm Yale.
And that's Vincent. And you're tuned into the Young Artist Bedroom.
Oh, you're damn right. You're damn right. So, all right, Vinny, why do you procrastinate so much?
Because homework's boring.
Homework's boring, okay. And what do you do instead of boring homework?
Well... Usually nothing. I'll be on my computer working on an assignment. I'll say to myself, oh, I'm going to take a quick break, watch absolutely. YouTube for 5 minutes. And then that turns into 10, then 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
And before I know it, the entire day is gone.
The entire day is gone, man. It's like skipping life.
You know what it I mean? Is.
It's like skipping life.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel against social media. Like social media, I feel like it's such a strong and powerful thing now. It kind of consumes you, you know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
It can very much consume you, yeah?
Yeah, it's really easy to spend all your time.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's,
oh,
kind,
trust
of, it's
me.
Kind of like a time casino.
I've had so many unhealthy binges.
Yeah.
So many. Like, I'm surprised my eyes aren't bad yet. Like, I'm surprised I don't need glasses, okay? you know when your mom tells you, get away from the TV, you're going to ruin your eyes. My phone is like... 5 inches away from my face, and I'm sitting there for a good 3 hours. I'm surprised I'm not blind yet. So surprised I'm not blind.
Yeah. So recently, though, I have this new philosophy where when I'm procrastinating, I know I'm going to procrastinate. I'm not going to get my homework done.
Hey.
So might as well switch to something fun.
Already occupy your
mind. But productive. So what I'll do is I'll take out my guitar and I'll start playing.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe writing music or just playing.
You know what? You're going to have at least 10 albums by the next year if you keep up with that stuff.
So that way, I may not get my homework done.
Hey, maybe
but at least I'm using my time for a goal.
Absolutely.
And I have some motion.
But that's when the standards come in, okay? Expectations, you know what I mean? Because if you slip behind on that homework and you push really hard with your music, people are going to be like...
This
specifically towards me. I'm gonna give my own reference here. But the last time I got lost in my music and I completely skipped out on my homework, I was at home, like all day writing music, writing rhymes, and that was it. And my dad came in the room, right, and he looked at the pile of homework and he's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm writing music." And he's like, "Why aren't you doing your homework?" And it's because I'm writing music. And you know, it just happens exactly like that every time.
Yeah.
Every time for me. Every time, man. So, you know, it can go both ways. It can go both ways very much. It can be very productive, but the expectations are always there. And, you know, it's kind of upsetting when you don't always get up to those expectations from everybody else. But then again... Sometimes you don't want to listen to those expectations.
Well, to be clear, I'm not seeing it as a replacement for homework.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm looking at is that I'm going to waste this time, so might as well use it on something.
Yeah, absolute. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I might see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I'm trying to salvage I can.
Absolute. So before you get lost in the binge, you decide to do something more productive, more creative, I guess.
The binge is a waste of time.
Yeah, it is very much a waste of time. Like you can be in one mindset at 3 p.m., right?
Yeah.
You can have one mindset then, and if it's a negative mindset and you go back on your phone for about an hour and you come back after that hour, you're probably going to be in that same mindset by the time you're done with your phone. You're not thinking, "Oh, I can do this." You're not thinking, "Oh, I can make a song. I can finish all this homework." You're not thinking that. It's just that negative mindset sticks with you.
Yeah.
So.
Another thing I've been thinking is that life is like, it's like a highway. It's not going to slow down to let you in.
Okay.
Because with my band and with group mates,
absolutely.
And even myself, I'm guilty of this. I think, oh, I got to wait next week. I have a test. I can't work on an album right now.
Absolutely.
I can't work on music right
now.
I have got to work on this right now. But then, you know, it never ends. You keep looking for a gap where you can just focus. But the truth is, life doesn't slow down.
No, it doesn't.
You've
got
to catch up to its speed.
You've got to keep up with it all the time. You got to keep up with it.
So you got whatever goal you're working on, if you're working on music or something else, you got to get doing it right now.
Absolutely, man. You got to get started right away. Even sometimes you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
But sometimes that thing that you know you got to do, it can look overwhelming sometimes, because you like that sometimes that's the biggest struggle, is just getting started. Like we were bringing up earlier, just picking up the pen is the hardest subject. So
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you, like with that stack of homework you got, man, picking up the pen is the hardest part. Okay? But as soon as you're in that flow, once you got it going, everything will be great. Absolutely great.
So, Yale.
Audacious, in other words.
What do you think about time management and music?
Time management.
Yeah, Yale. Why do you procrastinate so much?
You know, sometimes it just feels like music and school are two separate beings, you know?
Absolutely. They are. They are very much two separate beings, unless you got a music class, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally agree, but... Yeah, okay, here's the thing.
Okay, let's see your philosophy.
I feel like, okay, homework isn't necessarily a bad thing, guys.
No, not at all.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Okay, regardless of the work itself, okay. I feel like, okay, compared to, like, when I'm, like, sitting down and just, like, hanging out during, like, spring break, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like the free time you have when you're not doing your homework is, like, just so much sweeter, you know what I mean? Like,
okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had a week where we didn't have to go to school. We weren't required to go to school, right? And I had a stack of homework, right? But I'm taking this as a vacation, okay?
Yeah.
I'm off.
Vacations are only fun when you're avoiding something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like when you're working at some big business, some big firm, whatever. That's the best part, is getting away from the work.
Yeah.
The best part is getting away from the work and spending time with, I don't know, maybe a loved one, doing something that you like. Yeah. Like for me, I love watching TV. I'll watch Stranger Things on repeat for like 3 days in a row, okay? I'll watch it all. But it's a struggle when you get back to school and you still see that big pile of homework, knowing that you got like 3 days to complete that stuff.
Yeah.
So the deadlines, the time management, the expectations, they're all always there. Right? Even if you're not holding yourself to expectations, other people are holding expectations, like your parents, specifically your parents.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget.
And maybe I'm using the wrong word. Maybe it's not expectations, but they have high hopes for your future, you know what I mean? They believe in you.
Yeah.
And when you kind of let them down, then you know, you can see it. It's very visible on their face.
Yeah, they give you the stare.
Yeah, they give you the stare. They give you that stare, man. They give you the glare. They give you the look.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Anyways, let's get into our music segment.
What up, what up? There it is.
Trying, I really am. trying, I really am.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Me.
Hello, you're tuned in at 90.1 FM, CJSF, listening to the Young Artist Bedroom.
Damn right.
I'm Vincent.
My name's Kyle.
And I'm Yale.
You're about to listen to Free Voices at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good.
Yeah.
We have one last song for you. The Big Spin coming up.
What up?
We won't walk.